Star Report with Sasha Star.
I'm going to run through these stories because it happened, so much happened whilst we were off air. So I'm going to just give you the, some of the stuff that happened today. Viola Davis. What do we think of when we think of Viola Davis?
I think of little pretty purple flowers.
How to Get Away with Murder.
I hear you, but before that, she was in The Help.
The Help.
The Help. Yes. Like, that is how Viola made
her name. Who was she in The Help?
She played Aibeline.
Aibeline. Miss
Aibeline. You was kind. Yeah. You was smart. You was important.
Yes.
Wow.
So.
That was good.
That was good.
But now I'm kind of shocked with the story because she says she regrets doing the film.
Why?
Ooh. So I was just like, what? And now she says that what she felt is that the stories of the women that she portrayed, as well as Octavia Spencer, the domestic help in the sort of very white populated middle of America, their stories weren't told enough. So she says, I felt that at the end of the day, it wasn't the voices of the maids that were heard. I know Aibeline, I know Minnie, they're my grandma, they're my mom. And I know that if you do a movie where the whole premise is, I want to know what it feels like to work for white people and to bring up children in 1963, I want to hear how you really feel about it. I never heard that in the course of the movie.
From who was she going to hear from?
Well, I suppose she wanted the story of these women being more detailed, more coloured, and perhaps stronger, as opposed to the rest that was going on in the film.
Hold on a second.
I personally disagree.
I also disagree, because I think that the film was more about them and the black consciousness movement than it was about any love. The love story was incidental. Nobody watches The Help for the love story.
I'm with
you.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, Viola, you've been outvoted. Sorry for that.
Yeah.
Speaking about voting, though, the Oscars are coming up. My favorite time of the year. And all the submissions are taking place. Now, Kathy and I differ on this. But all the submissions are taking place at the moment. And I'd like to inform you that Black Panther has been submitted in quite a few categories, including Best Director, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor,
Wakanda,
Best Supporting Actress, Best Adapted Screenplay, Cinematography, Film Editing, Costume Design,
Best Accents,
Visual Effects,
no,
Original Song, and Original Score, as well as the big one, Best Picture. So basically, that's everything.
Yeah. What was the new one, the new category they were having?
Yes, they were going to have a popular film category.
Yes.
And whilst we were off air, they actually decided, no, we're not going to do that anymore, because they felt, as the Academy, that introducing a new category 9 months into the year wasn't fair for the film that had come before and sort of maybe had missed cut-off dates.
But it wouldn't have changed whether they were popular or not.
But it changed
popular,
the submission date. So they wouldn't have been eligible for actually being considered. So what they're going to do is they're probably going to implement that in 2020. So films after the next Oscars in February will get a chance.
Will that be based on what? On box office takings?
It's still very rough. No one really knows. They sort of just pulled this out of the hat and we're like, what?
They're going to have to do more than that to get viewers back. They lost millions and millions and millions.
It's become completely irrelevant.
It's politicized.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean, I'm not a fan of this new award. I think it's a sort of, oh, you get a prize, you get a prize, you get a prize.
Everybody gets a prize.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you should consider films on their merit and their screenplay and the actual emotion and intelligence behind the film.
Yes, and if you want more black playwrights, then you have to actually go to the grassroots level and start educating children so that they can grow up wanting to be playwrights.
I think we've seen it come a long way in the last 2 years, which has been fantastic. With Selma, with Fences, and now, you know, of course, with Black Panther. So it's good that it's been considered in the main category, which I think is far more important than having a separate category specifically for that.
Okay, what else happened?
Yeah, finally, because with 3 minutes to go, I'm going to tell you that over the weekend...
You don't, because we still got to play a song.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so over the weekend, we have the Emmys coming up. So we'll give you the winners on Monday when we're on air. But we're looking at The Handmaid's Tale, Game of Thrones, This Is Us, Westworld, Stranger Things, The Crown, and The Americans in the drama category. For film, comedy, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Silicon Valley, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, my favorite, Glow, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Blackish, Barry, and Atlanta in comedy series. There's, of course, a lot more, but we're going to run out of time. So I'm crossing my fingers for The Crown, for Game of Thrones, and for The Handmaid's Tale.
And thank Blackish.
You so much.
And Blackish? I don't watch Blackish, but if you say so, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Awesome. There we go.